Well, I'm back from YetiCon.
How was it?
And nobody gives a fuck! Roll the cue the roll call! Roll cue call!
We're live!
Zenkai Gan!
Broadcast! Loading!
Connect!
Watching all the anime! Redcaster! Show Raven!
Equipment Wheeler! Bluecaster! Ishida's Azeal!
Raining from the capital! Silvercaster! Overkill!
Explorer from the unknown! Yellowcaster! Autojar!
One little spark of courage! Dreamcaster! Global South Perka!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger!
On air!
Alright, welcome back, everybody, to Radio Sentai Cast Ranger, episode 107. See, I actually know the number this time.
Yeah, I was impressed you guys remembered last week.
We were actually guessing on that.
Stop paying attention
implied you actually were paying attention at some point.
It's fair.
We still doing these?
Get out.
Also, shocking. Dreamcaster's here.
Hi.
So it's Yellowcaster.
Oh my god! Because the roll call happened!
We should know who was here.
Oh no, he used a special attack.
Bless you, sir.
Thank you very much. Every time
Does Scar
sneeze...
have a sneeze attack in the actual game?
I can do that. So Pinkcaster's not with us right now because he's not feeling so great. Northcaster's not here because apparently he's too busy for us these days.
He's feeding the geese. You know, he's feeding the geese.
Yeah, sure.
He's feeding the geese?
I heard that.
Yeah,
exactly. That too. Hey, it's Pride Month.
I also heard that. Oh,
this. But yeah, I was at EddieCon last weekend, and it was actually really good for first year con. I was at Blue Mountain Resort up in Collingwood, and, amazing location. It was like staying in a hotel in an amusement park.
Huh.
The con was great.
Full of cosplayers.
Yeah. And some minor tweaks need to be made, but I think it could be a great con, and we're all definitely going back next year.
Yeah,
maybe a Cast Ranger panel? Maybe.
Are you alright?
Maybe. I'm fine. I usually just sneeze twice. Like, that's the thing. I sneeze, and then I sneeze again.
Gar is one with the double tap.
Me and Gar have the same sneeze patterns. I sneeze, like, 80 times in a row.
Gar is one with the double tap.
He uses double tap. I use machine gun.
Pass me the weapon that throws a thousand arrows. You mean the machine gun? Yes.
What the fuck is that
from? I didn't know we could use guns in this. It's from Suburban Knights.
Okay, anyway.
But anyways, let's get on to Ghost.
Yay. So, as I was going to say before you just cued the fucking section title, this week... We're talking about Ghost episode 35, Zoojer episode 18, and something that we've been well overdue on for quite a long time now.
2 months.
The Kamen Rider Chaser film.
And the only reason they remember it even existed was because of me.
No, I always knew it existed. We were just
no
stuff. Delays.
I've only seen 3 episodes of Drive, so
that had to be an interesting little jump.
Well, that's
yeah. I'm like, well, prepare for all the spoilers.
Okay, well, let's see here.
Fun,
literally and figuratively.
The reason why it kept getting delayed, well, we had anime convention. When it did come out, it was our 100th episode.
Yeah, it
and
was.
Then,
just,
I don't know why we just didn't
the
go
double
back
episode
to it.
Specials and conventions.
That's it.
And
the live stream.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically, this is long overdue. But first, we're going to talk about
you.
Ghost.
Could say the movie's been chasing us.
Get out!
No, please.
No, actually, get out.
Give me back my damn chair.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk about Ghost.
The review must go on.
Sorry, go ahead, Dave.
I said, does it?
Because
he said the review must go on.
The review must go on.
Yes. They added Mugen Damashii to the opening, which was a little underwhelming. I was expecting a flashier edition. It was fine, though. So Mugen apparently debuted at the start of the episode like he did at the end of last episode.
Yep.
And apparently he has the ability to warp short distances, which is cool.
Turn into like dust and stuff.
I have a question about this new form since I don't watch Ghost.
Don't say that.
Wait, which form? The final
PTSD
form?
Yeah, his new form. It's like his final form.
What is it?
Did he just get that form?
Two episodes?
Literally, he transformed into...
Has
it,
he
like,
used
last...
it in battle yet? Other than this episode.
Technically, he has. Like, he used it in episode 33, but it was only, like, a silhouette. It wasn't, like, fully manifested.
It was covered in light, so you
just
couldn't see it.
So this is literally his first time using it, right?
Properly.
So this is first form syndrome, then.
That's why he transforms into it fucking 2.5 times this whole week.
No, what I mean is, when first form syndrome is, he kicks everyone's ass. Because it's his first time in the form.
Not only did he kick everyone's ass, he tanked major endgame villains.
He's just like, I'm made of diamonds now. Go fuck yourself.
Pretty much.
Wizard?
He kind of looks like he's made of diamonds.
Exactly. He is Kamen Rider Wizard Infinity.
Yeah.
Who actually was diamonds.
Yeah.
Diamond!
I was thinking that too.
I'm sorry.
Well, Igor died, but sadly, he's coming back.
He didn't die. He was defeated.
He was defeated in a dream.
Yeah. It wasn't real, Gar.
Evan, when is he going to die?
Hopefully
soon, I hope.
He has no point to the show anymore.
No, he really doesn't.
Hey, he actually did some pretty cool shit this week. Fucking Igor Grimm Dimashi!
He used the form!
Okay.
That was badass!
All of a few minutes before Grimm decided to say, no, fuck this guy.
Yeah, this guy doesn't like fairy tales.
Fairy tales.
Fuck this guy and left.
I just love how Onari got counter Jigglypuffed by a vengeful Alan.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. I'm evil.
He did a much better job, too.
Yes, he's not innocent.
I am innocent.
That's the thing. That was my favorite part of last week's episode. I am Edison. Are you Edison? No, I am Edison.
The
no.
weirdest bit of dialogue I have ever freaking heard in
no.
Toku.
No, I am John Cena.
Da 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 da!
Is that just the only English I could think of? Like, what should he say? I am Edison.
I am Edison.
I'm starting to almost not hate Urusen because he's the only one in this fucking show who keeps going on about the fact that Tagaru's going to die in the next month!
Hey, buddy, maybe you should not focus on this issue going on and focus on the fact that you're dying!
But I have infinite power.
You also have 36 fucking days to live.
I'm calling it now. At the last day, he's like, you have one day left to die. That's fine. I'll sacrifice all my powers and live.
No. This is what's going to happen. He's going to make a wish, and he's going to bring his father back. And then we're going to punch him in the face.
And then his father will re-sacrifice himself like he did the first
time.
Give him back another 99 days.
Fuck.
They're just
going
to be like, caught in an infinite loop of sacrificing.
Infinite.
Like, this isn't like the Dragon Balls where you have to wait a year. Just get all of them together, make a wish.
They can't.
They flat out stated.
Yeah.
The Gonmizers are stopping the wish from happening.
So pretty much the objective of the show now is kill the Gonmizers to make the wish.
Yeah, he's off to a pretty good fucking
start.
He's
already, like, fucking taken out at least 3 or 4 of them.
He's already taken out 3.
Yeah, 3 of them. I like how we never got to see the actual monster form of that second one.
It was just, like, the blue blur.
It just fused with fire and then got its ass kicked.
Oh, yeah, I actually forgot Fire died the last episode. So I'm like, wait a minute.
And the one
came back. No, it's an illusion made by the water one.
Made by liquid.
It's actually funny. The water one...
liquid.
The liquid one reminded me of an Ocarina of Legends.
Gonmizer fire, Gonmizer water.
It's like,
fuck it.
But how do we hit this thing? Slank shots.
Gonmizer chaos from Sonic Adventure, apparently, based on the abilities it's got.
Yeah.
It looked like a legendary Pokemon.
Slank shot in the eye, hit with your sword, get the heart container, next temple.
The water it had on it made it look like a frilly dress.
Beat the boss.
Get the heart container. Next.
Wait, the way that it fights just reminds me of it reminds me of like another fight that was from another show I used to watch, and it would do that. It would like grab onto you, it would like circle or it would like surround you, and it would stun you while you're there, and it would absorb you and I can't remember the name.
Sounds like a Dark Souls enemy.
No, it's from an anime I watched. I can't remember. It did that, and then it would absorb you and kill you and absorb. No, it was no. You know what it actually reminded me of? Final Fantasy, Spirits Within. Yeah, that's why I remember it now. Except it's blue instead of yellow.
By far the funniest part of this episode was when they're in the dream world and Igor uses Grim Dimashi and turns it into a fairy tale world.
Which is just Helheim!
Just, you know, yeah, without
it's
just, the blue.
It's Helheim Forest.
Yeah.
Just don't
without,
add
without
the blue.
Without the weird warp color CG.
The blue.
No,
filter.
They had the same filter over it.
No,
it was the same friggin' thing.
No, everything had like a weird filter around. Everything had a weird filter around it. But in this, it was just like, it was the actual filter. Props.
And everyone turns into Disney princesses.
Wait, does that hint at Gun Gaiden 3?
It fucking better!
just, oh yeah,
Bravo Gridon, do it!
Wasn't they already confirmed that there was gonna be a...
No, they said, like, hey, for Gun Gaiden 3,
yeah,
that's
only,
all we got.
The only information we have is that when they shipped out copies of the second one, it came with a survey that said, who do you want for Gun Gaiden 3?
And apparently everybody said Mocking Heart.
Everyone just scribbled it out and wrote Mocking Heart.
Yes. It's like, okay, whatever you say.
So everyone gets turned into Disney princesses, and Onari gets luxurious locks.
Rapunzel hair.
Oh, and
it's actually
my God.
Because in the translation, it actually said, like, he used to have hair at this point. Or, he used to have hair like this. It's like, when?
I don't know.
Like,
he shaved.
Fuck it. Ghost Gaiden, Onari.
Yeah, I would
watch that.
Yeah.
But like, it's just a quirky little.
We learned his creepy back.
Yeah, what's his
backstory?
I think the reason why he used to have hair like that was before he became a monk and shaved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, I would just like to know his past.
But I just love how he's running and he's like, oh,
he was
usually
a troubled child who is like, blah blah blah. I'm a troubled child. Blah blah blah. Blah, be a monk.
You should. I don't know if. There was an episode a while back where he, like, dressed up as a punk and apparently had that outfit on underneath his monk outfit, and he just walks into a place to distract the people in there, so...
And
maybe...
And so before that, he said that he had a dark past.
Yeah.
We still don't know it.
He's a Ganma.
So, last week when we watched the preview of this episode, we thought that the Little Red Riding Hood was Makoto. Apparently we were wrong!
Takeru.
That's Takeru in a wig.
It's like, is it Takeru? Of course it's fucking Takeru. The Hood!
So, Spectre wears hoods.
Yeah.
So is Necrom. So does...
So
you!
Can I
that
just,
doesn't make you Robin Hood.
Can I just say, in regards to this episode...
No.
Okay, I won't then.
No, say it.
Anyways. No, it's just... As much, like, I watched the beginning of it, and I was like, alright, Mugen, it's cool, I really like this form. And the rest of the episode happened and put me to sleep.
Wow, just like my love
just
life.
Just not...
Oh!
Wow, car.
It got interesting and then, fuck it.
It got interesting and then she didn't make me a sandwich.
I just love that, as they're in this fairy tale world, the fucking Ganma that come at them are dressed like the seven fucking dwarves.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was I want mooks that are just odd again. Like the original putties from Zoo Ranger. They would just do random shit. Just like, hey guys, what's that over there? They'll turn over. It's just little puppets. Just dancing around, and then they'll actually turn into, like, the Golmas.
And then they go to some fucking actual cartoon gingerbread house. Why?
It's never really brought up.
Never mentioned. Explained, no purpose. It's
Dream
just there.
Dream World!
It's presumably the one from Hansel and Gretel, which is...
Well, yeah.
But it's
that,
never really...
Yeah.
Is
well, all
tale?
I can say to that...
It's all, it's all the fairy tales from the Brothers Grimm.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Like, it's not brought up. It's not like anyone says, look at that freaking cartoon gingerbread house.
Well, where's
yeah.
the Grimm of Evil, then?
That's not from the Brothers Grimm, is it?
Yeah.
Igor brothers. Is using the Grimm icon.
Yeah.
It's own Grimm.
We get to see Deep Spectre use what I'm calling Deep Tutankhamun Dimashi, so that's real nice.
Oh, man, that went way
sure.
too deep.
Sure.
So, what, I don't get this whole deep thing. Is that his super form?
That's
yes.
his final
yes.
form.
Okay,
well,
so that's
you don't
his,
know if
like.
It's final form, but it's.
Well,
his super
no,
form.
It's like. It's every. Yeah. It's Kamen Rider tropes. Secondary rider gets the final form first, and then the main rider gets the final form.
Gets a better one.
A better
yeah.
final form.
Like Beast Hyper, Wizard Infinity.
Yeah.
Baron Lemon Arms, K Kiwami arms. Just dead heat Trideron. You fucked yourself over, Mach.
One thing that was odd is, like, when Takeru uses his memory powers to, like, change the scene to the memories of the scientists, why are they still in the princess outfits?
Don't question it, Ichi. Never question
it. Don't question the continuity of their shots.
Don't
fuck yeah.
with the shooting.
So they fight Igor, and Mugen, like, does this amazing gut punch right to Igor, and you just see him, like, stifle his way up. That was great.
Stifle his way up.
Yeah, I may be using the wrong word because it's 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
God Omega Drive.
So basically, the theme of the episode is science is fun, and Mugen is a form powered by emotion, so he uses what is literally translated as Fun Strike.
Yep.
Fun Strike!
Yep.
Hey.
I know what we knew about this from the magazine scans, but just hearing it said and used...
You have no right to judge this thing, as you guys liked the fucking goddamn train launcher thing from Tokuger that changed their fucking thing by, like, it's like love, and a giant heart will jump on him.
He does have a point.
You love that shit.
At what point was I not making fun of that?
It was Lane who liked that. I was the one who said it was either stupid or hilarious. I never liked it.
You said it was awesome. I was there. I was in the room with you.
I don't know. So, also this episode, Deep Spectre's powers are finally starting to glitch out on him. Are we finally going to get that plot line?
Yeah, he's going
to
turn
into where Deep Spectre is supposed to be a detriment somehow?
He's going to become a Gamma.
Again.
And then he's gonna fight Takeru, and then it's gonna be like a Kaido Koda thing again.
Yeah.
And then Necrom's gonna die.
So
again,
I mean, there was Doppelganger Makoto in the preview for next week.
Alright. And that's how we can.
You know what was odd? Spectre hands Necrom his deep slasher and he's like, here, you're gonna need this, and then that has zero payoff the rest of the episode.
Wow, because he's never used a blade before. The way he was swinging it was like someone swinging a baseball bat.
Hey, I like baseball.
And Takeru is apparently developing Spidey Sense.
My Spidey Sense is a thing.
He just flashes and is like, oh, something's happening in the real world.
No, one thing that was... Okay, Lane wants
to... Because his power is based off emotion, right?
Yeah, but that's something brand
like scared
new.
Shitless.
But basically...
One second. They were all scared shitless. And like they were like, oh God, we're all going to die, we're going to die, we're going to die. And he was like... Oh God, my friends are gonna die. I need to go help him. Because they're useless and they can't defend themselves.
So Mugen steps in and henshins for like the second or third time in the episode. Literally cranks God Omega Drive, walks up and punches it to death.
And then it's just like gets risen up into the sky. Boop.
Literally just tanked every... It was like the debut of frigging Kuga Titan for him.
Yeah.
Just walks through the enemy attacks, takes every hit, takes no damage, and just kills them.
Yeah.
It starts raining.
You know what I realized the Gunmisers remind me of? They're the phases from Dot Hack, because they can only be killed when they're in their stone forms.
Oh, yeah. Fair point.
Huh.
So it's like he's data draining them.
Speaking of the Gunmisers, whatever the fuck you want to call them.
The Gumminizers?
The Gummimizers.
The Gunbarizers?
Fuck it. Basically, when they're in, like, the human form...
Yeah.
God, those heads just...
The Adele heads?
The Adele creepy. Heads look
the
so
Adele
off.
The heads that are green screened
yeah,
in.
They
yeah.
look so off, it's not even funny.
A.K.A. the League of Arrancar Takatora.
Just... Hail...
Hail Helheim.
So, a little bit of things that I noticed during that whole fight, because I wasn't... like watching it because it was awesome. I was watching it because I had to for the show. But something I did notice that whenever they defeated someone, there was someone off screen throwing a bucket of water on people.
Well, that's really just this episode because they were fighting the liquid gun miser.
Oh, okay. I'm like, there's two times in this episode where you just see a little string of water run over towards them and hit them. And that's obviously someone off screen going, huh. It's throwing a bucket of water on him!
It's really just because this was the liquid gun miser.
And then it exploded and it started pouring rain.
Plot rain.
Yeah, then it started raining and the rain hitting the ground
yep.
sounded like Like Gak.
Came out of a bucket.
Yeah, like, no, it sounded like Gak. Like, someone was throwing Gak against a wall.
It's the Gakmiser.
Yeah. It was just the most disgusting fucking sound. I'm sitting there going, I can't eat my hamburger right now, this is disgusting.
And so the episode ends with everyone doing a science.
And then
science is fun.
Can you not be having fun? You're doing science!
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, the whole brothers plot was kind of a backseat, but I loved how they made concentrated effort to not say what science they were doing.
It's just... But of course, don't you know anything about science?
Actually, they could just be doing generalized science where they don't have a master in one thing.
Well, Akari seems to be doing a lot of chemistry, and she works under one of them.
And then the other two scientists are doing fucking bubbles.
Yeah, they're doing bubbles and moving around in a hula hoop.
Not just bubbles, but fucking bubbles.
By the way, the hula hoop thing is actually a thing based off of physics science.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of weird.
One thing Lane wanted to bring up was Takaru's dream where all of them are, like, him and his dad and, like,
Makoto and Cannon.
Yeah, Makoto and Cannon. They're just all eating together.
And he's just like, I wish we could all eat together again. And Lane's just like, they're all standing right there.
He means including his dad.
And that was my response.
And my other response is, he wants to be alive.
Yeah.
That too.
I want to have black hair again.
Oh, too soon.
What?
I don't know.
Subtle. So, point of clarity on your recap of Zoodra last week, Lane kind of fucked up the description of Zoo of the World's forms.
I jizzed myself.
Sure. If you guys have paid attention to the notes I left, you will see the description of his forms. The Rhinos one is technique form because he's skillful with the fishing rod. The wolf form is speed, yes, despite having to slowly charge a fucking rifle.
Froggy.
And the crocodile form is the power form. Because he fucking destroys the heavy hitters with
Ichi,
the
rock. It's been a week. You actually think I remember, nor actually did I...
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you think we care?
I'm not doing it for your sake. I'm doing it for the listeners' sakes.
Okay. But no, okay. I want to start off...
Yes, mostly that.
I want to start off with this episode of Zoodra. I just love how this episode starts.
We didn't even move on, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Did you even ask to move on? Like, how? No. Where are you going to put the thing?
Right after... Guard says,
see that,
does the howl.
That was the transition.
Anthony edited out us explaining that.
And then edited it back in, but speed it up.
No.
Yes. Yes. Alright.
That's why.
Alright, but now one thing I actually enjoyed about this episode was... actually how it started, where the last one ended off, which is it's amazing. It's like, holy shit, they're still fighting them, and it's like, here's my Zord.
The last episode ended with them in the process of getting their shit fucked.
Yeah, and usually it would just cut to like them
being all licking their wounds,
yeah, and them like, and him being gone, but no, it just cuts to them like,
no, we're still doing this.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
summon the fucking Zords.
And it's like, this is why you don't make your swords out of blocks, because immediately after, he gets like, they get shit kicked in, and then the blocks fall to the ground, he's like, and they're like, quick, easy stomping ground!
One thing I enjoy, this is like behind the scenes, alright, what should we do for the set? Just see the guy with all the boxes, just dump them onto the stage, fuck it, that's good enough, did you get the take? Yeah? Good. But no, one thing that I actually enjoyed, it's like, Zoo of the World is on Yamato's cube, like Cube Eagle. And Yamato's scared. Like, they're all scared for their lives.
He was more mad than scared. Like, he was clenching his fist like, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
I just like how Tosai Zuo apparently has an actual fucking steering wheel!
And a cup holder where he puts his little...
Well,
yeah!
His cockpit is in the truck.
He uses his flashlight engine device as a fucking stick shift!
Yeah, stick shift.
That's hilarious!
Or
joystick, wasn't it?
Emergency brake.
No, it wasn't the joystick, Dave, because he has an actual steering wheel in there. So
Zuo Trucker.
It was literally a fucking carrier truck.
And then, you know, like, they get back to their place, and Leo's just kind of, you know, ticked off at everything.
Because Leo is perpetually ticked off.
That, you know, he's the oldest, or how Lane calls it, Asperger syndrome.
Sure.
And that Uncle Mario doesn't make it better by coming in dressed up as a rhino.
See, I think he's going to be the final boss.
It's like, Rhino, you're not helping.
You're an asshole.
Oh, one thing I wanted to mention real quick. Tosai Zero's Fisats was badass. Tosai Triple the Beasts. Not only was that attack awesome, but that name is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good design for a mech, which I really do enjoy it. But in which, but yeah, Trumpus is still... For fuck's sake, Trump.
Yep.
Trumpus is still around.
He comes back with a new
Trumpus gimmick. For president, guys.
World president. The planet is now doomed.
Make Zooland great again.
Yeah.
I'm going to build a wall. Put a car. And they explode.
And make the human pay for it.
Hey, Chris, after the movie Zoolander 2, we should make Zoolander good again.
Zoolander.
Can that please be the title of the episode, Make Zoolander Great Again?
Yeah.
Sure. Yay. But no, yeah, it's like Trumpus is back with a new technique, in where people are stuck in these boxes, and you gotta find the heart, and every other card, you'll explode lift, and guess what? They're all Joker cards.
You must find the heart of Walmart.
Oh, yeah, and...
But you can't use the powers of Visa anymore.
Yeah, so, can we just talk about that for a second?
Which part? The Visa?
That first round of people who got stuck in those little card boxes.
And they said they were suffocating, and the Zoogers fucked off to have their moment.
Yes!
And the people are still in there dying!
Someone did notice that!
Those people straight up died. The Zoogers just fucked off and left them there.
For the Blu-ray release for Zoogers, can we just have a death count on the side?
I know, right?
No, and all those cards.
We're just gonna do like one of those like death toll count videos, like the Lord of the Rings.
No, it's like Krillin own count thing.
Yeah,
just bing
the cock.
So like when that guy pulls the wrong card out.
Yep.
And it explodes.
Yep.
I was really hoping for him to be dead. Like on the ground, he's like, "Holy!" And then like the yellow ranger goes to pick him up, and he's like, "Holy shit!"
But yeah, when they're off having that little moment, Yamato's like, "Guys, let's just all admit we're fucking scared.
Let's just all admit that we're pussies. I almost peed myself. I had nightmares. I turned
back into my elephant form.
I had nightmares. You haven't slept yet.
Yeah."
Wait, who said
that? You have waking nightmares.
Yeah.
Do sharks sleep?
Yes, they sleep! God damn it!
They have to keep moving all this time.
Yes, they do! They move with the ocean!
Yep.
I just love how when they go back and fight, they just skip the roll call for the first time.
Shit, they did! That's just...
And Yamato just goes all serious, because like usually his catchphrase is, don't mess with the planet, but he's like, fuck you, don't mess with us.
Fuck yous! And then Zero the World shows up. And it's like...
You could even say that the world entered the world.
Oh.
I'll take my paycheck and leave.
You don't get a paycheck!
Yeah,
you buy it without pay!
Wait, you're getting paid to do this? But Yamato's like, fuck this, I'm gonna take this guy, fly off.
To Plot River, evidently.
Yeah.
The same place where Shinkan Gold debuted, I believe.
And the same place where, you know, Grandpa from the Ninja fought Kuemon.
Yeah.
And the episode of Magi Ranger that we watched.
Yep.
And the episode where Takaru is going to the Ninja Village.
Yep.
And you get the point. It's the Plot River. It's Toei. They're cheap.
So we get this really awesome fight between Zuo Gorilla and Zuo the World.
Which really reminded me of in Power Rangers Dino Thunder, where it was the Red Ranger versus the White Ranger.
Yeah.
Where it was just, damn. And Zuo the World was fighting dirty, man.
It was actually a good fight.
It's like, he even went into his gorilla state, Yamato did.
Yeah, and he's like splashing the water everywhere.
Oh yeah, with Trumpus, he dies.
How the fuck were they able to form Wild Zuo King without Yamato there to control either of the Red Zords?
How were the Zoo Rangers able to control...
They actually mentioned that. They said that they're just really, really, really weak.
They didn't have full power.
Yeah. Because when they were getting their asses kicked, they were like, oh my god, without Red Ranger, insert Red Ranger name here.
Yamato.
We're really, really weak. Guys, watch out. We gotta dodge his attacks.
We're gonna destroy a bunch of cars while we're attacking him.
I just love when Trumpus finally dies. He's like, damn it, after I lived so long.
That was pretty good.
Fair enough. He survived two episodes.
The one thing I didn't like was that they're already cutting corners with Zuo the World. Like, he's in his croc form, and then, like, he, like, instantly switches to Rhinos to do his, like, Daikaiho fucking charge attack.
Yeah. Chances are we'll probably see more of it.
And the thing that bothered me the most about the world, though, that guy, was that when he transforms back to human form, they purposely cover his face with either the camera being behind him or his hand in front of his face.
Yeah, but
you notice that the Red Ranger recognizes him. Like, he recognizes him right away.
I wouldn't even say that he recognized him. I think he was more surprised to find out that there was a human in there.
No, they knew that because they said it.
Yeah, like, they even said that. They took a human hostage.
I think all they said was that they fused three humans.
Yeah, into one person.
Into one human, yeah.
Maybe. We'll find out.
But no,
it even showed it, too. Like, he was on his knees and he started screaming.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, all chained up, and then all three of them merged into him, and then he fucking, like, started bleeding out of his face.
Yeah, well, we, the audience, knew there was a human, but maybe the Zuoders didn't know.
The one thing that this really reminded me of was back in Gal Ranger, where Gal Red, he was out, like, going on a jog, and where, you know, Zenaku, right? He always hit himself, but in which, during a full moon, he actually got to remove the mask and had a bath in the lake. Where all you just saw was the back of him and his head. You didn't really see his face. That's what this reminded me of.
Okay. So I guess as of next episode, the Zuodras will start their campaign to save the world.
On the
20th. Literally, the world, the guy.
Yeah. Yes, there's no episode next week, so...
Because of fucking golf.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Hashtag no one gives a fuck about golf.
Wait, what is it?
No, it was just that... Everybody says that the crocodile tail on Zuo the World looks phallic.
But yeah,
it made me think.
I mean, like, how could you not?
It's still like Bad Dragon's dragon dildo.
Like, what it made me think of is how, you know, you remember when you were a kid during summer, you would go to the pool and you would have fights using pool noodles of swords.
Yes.
Just last week, Paul Greencaster was toying around with a green pool noodle that we have here in the house and pretty much doing exactly that.
Wait, why do we have a pool noodle in the house?
I have no idea.
Sel was working on his cosplay and he used that for protection.
Oh, okay.
So basically, I just always think of it as, oh, he's going to use his pool noodle now.
Pool noodle attack.
Yes.
Eh.
It's floppy.
It's sort of floppy, yeah.
And we lost the caster.
Red caster, down.
Redcaster down, 4 to go.
Hey, Raven, Overwatch.
That worked.
Oh my god, it actually worked.
See? I know how to get him awake.
You go back and take your crow.
Are you okay?
Yeah, he's
just... You're just okay,
Korean! He goes to sleep, all you have to yell is, it's high noon.
Oh, shit.
How about we just...
It's high noon. That's fine, because every time I hear that, I'm playing Reinhardt anyway, so it's healed.
Catchphrase!
So far, Zuoger, 2 episodes in a row, they were fucking amazing. Hopefully the next episode's really good.
Any Sentai episode focusing on Sixth Ranger is going to be good.
Yeah, so
it's kind of a set.
And now on for the reason. And now for the reason why I'm here.
Featured topic.
Our special topic this week, instead of the Tokyo Drift Ninja movie, like we've been talking about.
Damn it!
Psych. We're doing the Chaser movie because it's way overdue. Also, it's my birthday next week, and reviewing this movie is kind of a treat to myself.
Way overdue.
That's why we're actually going to make you suffer with the frigging Sentai movie on your birthday.
My birthday is the middle of the week.
Is close it? Enough.
Right. I lost track on when your birthday is.
The 22nd.
Okay.
It's almost a full month before mine.
Huh. It's exactly 2 months before my brother's. Mm.
But yeah, the first Gaiden for Drive is, or Saga, whatever you want to call
it. We'll just call it the Side Road movie.
Yep. There we go. The first Side Road movie for Drive revolves around Chaser.
And they couldn't have picked a better character.
Well, you know, he died, and then it was like...
Spoilers. Oh my god, the spoilers are real!
That's funny.
If you listen to the show, you know what happens.
She hasn't!
So many
it's okay,
spoilers.
I'm still gonna watch it.
Yeah, so Emily watched the Chaser movie with us, even though she's only seen 3 episodes of Drive,
yep.
So that was interesting for you.
Yep, it was interesting, but I mean, it made a surprising amount of sense, just...
Robot wants to be
in the same show. In which, I will say this, while we were watching it, so many fucking boob jokes.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
And dick jokes.
So
and a shot through the heart.
Literally.
Yeah, that was the one I did every single time.
So, this movie apparently takes place in the mid-40s of the episodes. It happens after Gold Heart, but before Gold Drive.
Basically, it's episode 39, 40... Surprise Future, this movie, then 41.
Alright.
Kamen Rider Drive, where, you know, we can fit movies in the continuity. Take that, Denna.
Yeah,
except this is not canon.
No, it's canon.
This is canon because she's one of the numbered Void Mutes.
Everything is canon for Drive.
And they destroy the Rhino Corps at the end of the movie. And he forgets that it ever happened.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
this movie starts out like every Rider movie does, with someone on a cross.
Because, you know, apparently that's how Toei likes to hang.
That is how
people.
Toei rolls.
It's like, okay, we need a person tied up. Get the cross.
The Rider cross.
Do we have, like, a Jesus problem or something? No. Why do you ask? Oh, I get it. No. Chaser is the savior.
Yeah?
Of humanity. That's why he's on the cross.
Because he will save us, not Angel.
Oh.
Is Angel my freak?
So he's Blade.
Sure.
Okay.
A little.
Oh my god.
You mean Kamen Rider Blade?
No.
No, like Blade as in the Marvel hero.
I haven't watched that. This movie gives us something that Drive fans have been looking for a long fucking time.
Sex?
Lots of strawberry jam.
Besides those,
yes.
The Proto Drive Henshin.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, he looked better without the henshin. It was all like it was just cooler as a mystery of like.
No, I wanted it.
Well, you got it. You freaking happy?
Yeah, well, I'm happy.
You don't always get what you want, Mister. You're never gonna see that one henshin from that one show of Kiva with the guy.
Bashafir. That wasn't a henshin. It was a fucking hisatsu.
Yeah, you'll never
see it.
And it's in the new Batarang war game, so I did get it.
But we're getting off track. Basically, the movie starts off with a recap of...
Chase's life throughout the show.
Yeah, basically...
Including how he got killed by Formula, but it didn't explain how he survived! You cockblocks!
It's just safe to say that after the attack, he got blown off and where he was unconscious, but then he woke up...
No, because his car explodes!
Like, his core must have some auto-raise bullshit between that happening and near the end of this movie where he basically rips himself in half.
Near the end of that episode, because his core explodes, and then, like, a second later...
He's there in the street.
Like, God.
Yeah. They didn't explain this. This is gonna go down in Unsolved Rider Mysteries along with fucking Hina's strength and bullcrap.
Hina's strength?
And what happened to Godai?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah. So... The movie starts off, and, like, Kiriko is talking to Chase, and she's like, there's been an incident, and she's worried about him, and then he just walks off, and I'm like, you're not gonna ask where it is? he just knows.
Yeah, it's just, I'll be back. Oh, yeah, and the Arnold Schwarzenegger jokes that we made, it's just like...
Get to the chaser.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
If the Drive movie was dubbed, I would want Arnold Schwarzenegger to be Chase. Just
my fucking god, die in a fire, please.
Just
in a fire.
So Royd Mute 051, who's like trying to obtain money because his emotion is greed. The guy kind of looked and sounded like Q, who actually was not in the movie.
But no, it's like wait a minute, isn't this a V Cinema? girl gets shot, actually sees blood.
Yep.
And I think you, at that point, wanted to make some sort of comparison of Chaser versus Hikari. Right.
Basically, I was just thinking to myself, like, I wonder who would win in a fight. Kamen Rider Chaser or Hikari from Kikaider, or from Android Kikaider.
So it's Chase versus Ryoma.
More or less. Just, you know, like, they...
I hope people got the reference.
Well, basically...
I didn't.
Basically, in the 90s, Hikaider got his own solo film where he was the antagonist.
In that one episode of Gaim, Ryoma put his brain in Hikaider.
Yeah, oh! That was a thing.
Yeah. So, Angel shows up and stops the fight with her amazing feather powers. And Drive and Monk show up just in time to be of zero help. Because it's not their movie.
Where are these filmed by?
Throughout the whole entire film, Shinosuke and Monk are always at, like, hey, we're here. It's over. Yeah. Oh, it's like you sign up for World War II. Go to Europe. All right, let's kick some Nazis' ass.
We're going to Vietnam. What are you talking about?
No, like World War II. It's like we won. It's like, what do you mean we won? Like a day ago, we won. Oh.
So, regarding the situation with the girl who got shot, Chase's immediate response is. Carry her by foot to a hospital instead of A, calling an ambulance, B, using Mad Doctor on her, okay. Which would work because she's already unconscious, so she wouldn't feel the pain.
Or C, merging his bike with the other bike to form the car.
The ride crosser.
Yeah, and then taking her to the hospital that way.
We don't have a budget for that.
Or D, hey Shinosuke, bring the car back here.
Yeah, or that. We don't have
the budget for that either.
It's a V-cinema!
Hey, Shinosuke, go to Formula! Stop time! Run!
No, yeah! Okay. The joke for a V-cinema is, okay, we have all these good actors, but we have the most crappiest budget.
That's like, not true at all!
Like, we only have enough of a budget...
They had enough budget for a squib, so...
Like, we got enough of a budget to do, like, a few effects. Which, they did cut corners in this movie. Like, for instance, in a fight... Chaser transformed into Machine Chaser, but
they skipped the actual
Henshin sequence, which pissed me off.
He sort of ran in.
Yeah, just boom.
He cranks it and then turns around and he's henshined.
Oh hi, nice hi. Ass.
So they bring this lady to the hospital and we meet her awkward little brother Hiroshi.
No.
But the best part of that whole scene was just
awkward. The roommate in the hospital.
The other lady in the other bed who does not say a word and is not spoken to at all. She's just there in a fucking neck brace nodding.
She still gets, like, focus shots. Like,
yeah.
It makes it look like she's going to be important, but no.
I feel like she was probably a cameo by someone more important than we realized.
I even looked it up. There was nothing on the Kamen Rider Wiki about this character. It's like, oh, okay.
I guarantee you that it's probably a character, like someone who won a contest on a television or radio show.
Oh, maybe.
In a Kamen Rider episode, and that is what her role is.
Maybe.
To be the dying person on the side.
Hooray, you won our contest. You get to be the fucking invalid in the hospital who says nothing.
I like the joke Evan made, because he's passed out right now. Yeah. But basically, it's like Toei really needed to film this as soon as possible. It's like, we don't have any, like, open, like, free rooms, but there's only one room with one person in it.
They just walk in with the camera crew. Do you mind if we film in here for like 20 minutes?
I can't.
She just nods.
Drive us on!
She just nods.
It's like, I can't move. Perfect.
Say and do absolutely nothing.
Oh, come on, Drive us on! Oh, I love you! Of course you can record in here!
Also, while watching this movie, it also hit me, like, even today, before, because I was downtown Toronto thinking about this. It's like, all the Showa-era riders, they're all cyborgs. But in which Chaser takes it to the next level.
Not more he's like he takes complete, it to the opposite level because he's an android.
Like he's a complete robot.
We were commenting on this when Chaser first became a rider, that he was the first android Kamen Rider.
Yeah, so it's like, it's so odd to have a thing with no emotions to protect people.
Yo, he has one emotion. Protect humans. That's what he was programmed to do.
That's not an emotion, that's his programming.
Yeah, that's not an emotion. Eh, that's
close enough.
Apparently, even without emotions, he has the capacity to feel that he wants emotions.
Which is actually awkward. It's like, I want to smile. And he turns around, and it's just like this most scariest.
He has the emotion of embarrassment because he understands that he's...
another Kamen Rider that didn't smile, and when he did smile, it made a cracking noise. There was another Kamen Rider that never smiled, and it did that. And they did that joke before as well.
Eh. I don't remember when.
I can't remember who it is. Maybe Excel?
I don't know. I'm too tired to actually think of it.
But, I think it may have been like...
Theranos?
Yeah, like that.
I don't know. I immediately try to remember Yuto smiling, and my first thought is that one shot of him kidnapping Ryotaro by spraying.
Oh,
him
with it was Baron trying to smile.
Fresh banana lime seed.
That's it.
That was great.
No, Chase gets a new form in this movie, which is the Rhino form.
Super Machine Chaser, it's called.
Superman.
Which I think is really odd form. And kind of off-brand. Like,
he's all silver and purple, and then he just gets a gold form?
It's not just that. It's the fact that he's based on machinery and, like, kind of, like, an engine and like, you know, clear vehicle form. Super form is a rhino.
Because fuck it, we need
I think it's more along the lines of that's his gold form, because he is a...
Well,
it's a void mute.
It's not technically his super evolution, but I can understand how you would think that. Technically, if he did get a super evolution, it would be his proto-zero form, but just gold.
Yeah, but I think that's the whole point, is that...
His equivalent.
Yeah, her giving him the ability to do that.
Yeah, I mean, the Rhino Core did come from her, but it's not actually a super evolution, because her whole thing was... Here's a way to obtain emotions without working so hard towards super evolution.
Yeah. No, I get that part.
Sorry, but that Dreamcaster had the head out into our dreams.
But in exchange, Redcaster is now conscious.
Indeed.
And so am I, because we're actually all passing up.
And dropping shit.
late at night.
So, where were we? Chase scaring the awkward little brother Hiroshi of the lady that he saved.
I don't know, something about a basketball game.
We're not even there yet.
Getting all caught up.
I just love how...
It's just the fact that he keeps saying that he's a mannequin, and then he got freaked out, and then...
Crushed his fucking driver's license.
I know, first he bent it in half.
That license that we took all that time to explain how he got.
First he bent it in half in his hand... And then he said, "You look like a mannequin." And then it cuts to him hugging two extremely hot girls
from the Rider Girls band, mind you.
And they're like, "Oh, maybe you should try and smile more." And he goes to smile, and you like hear like gears grinding.
And we get this weird smash montage of him taking his license photo, including one where his hair is fucking foofed out for some stupid fucking reason no one cares to explain.
Because Dragon Ball.
No, it's because he wanted to be original, but it wasn't original.
Oh.
He wanted to have expression.
Yeah. But yeah, he comes off with this super creepy smile, and it looks like he's like creepy neighbor, and he's like, "Hey, good morning, I'm gonna murder you.
Hey, little boy, would you like some candy?
You want a popsicle?
Would you like to play some basketball?"
I don't think so, because I'm going to get...
I'm going to learn you how to play putt-ball.
Putt-ball.
Seeing as you're here in my basement.
That's a Grumps joke.
Never touch my putt-ball!
No, it's never tell your parents!
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
No, it's just like... He comes in, like, the boy comes into, like, the hospital with the basketball, and I'm just thinking to myself, all right, he's heading to Bel Air. He got in a little fight.
No.
And his sister got scared.
Yeah, so he begged and pleaded with her, but then the day after she packed his suitcase and sent him on the way, he gave me a hug and gave me a dick. I put my Walkman on and said, might as well kick it.
I think we mentioned the other lady in the hospital, right?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so at this time when he's like going over the smiling and the licensing thing in his head, my immediate thought was, I just really find it interesting how the voice of his inner monologue is the Machine Chaser voice.
Because he can.
Man, you guys are just really tired, huh?
Yeah, kinda.
Sorta, but again, it's the Chaser film. What is there to actually say?
The movie is sprinkled with these scenes of Medic, who like is trying to attain her super evolution by becoming more in tune with her sense of love, which she chooses to do by reading manga and singing karaoke.
And Shinosuke and Go are busy with their own case, in which that involves Kamen Rider XL.
Yay!
Because Futo their city, I think it's Tokyo, they said.
Well, you skipped a bunch of the movie, but yeah, that is a scene that happens.
Well, what is there to actually happen?
And there's a dead body on the border between the two cities.
Yeah, so that's why it's like we're waiting for jurisdiction.
Can we talk about how stupid it is that the border between quote-unquote Tokyo and Futo is along this stream in the middle of a fucking park?
Well, actually, that actually makes sense. A lot of state lines are actually drawn like that, too.
Really?
A lot of state lines in the states are actually drawn along the side of a river. Because it's literally a river that separates the two states. So, like, I think I can't remember one off the top of my head, but there's a state where if you cross the river, you literally go. If you're in the river, you're in another state. But if you cross, if you come onto the land, you're in the original state. Like the border is literally along the border of the river.
Yeah,
well, that's a thing.
So yeah, there's this other subplot that happens where they meet Captain Terry Ryu of the Fujo Police and the
bodies. Oh yeah, by the way, he's captain now.
Yeah, nice promo. So of course, immediately as they try to talk to him, he just busts out the "Orden Hitsumon Suruna." And
oh my God. I can't believe you said that right. Get out of here.
Oh yeah, dude. After watching that show forever.
Yeah.
So eventually they have to team up as the body turns out to be another Roid Mute who then uses a Gaia memory and becomes a Beast Dopon.
It's just like the other movie that involves any double character. It's like
Dopont in there somewhere.
What was it? It was a Dopont that also did something as well. It became a wheel from a car and drove away. It was another movie that was a crossover between two
movie
movies.
War 2010.
Is that what it was? I think it was with
Double. Because that's how Double met up with Deckard. They followed the tire.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's this Roid Mute named Angel.
Yes, Angel, the villain of the movie, who is apparently giving the Roid Mutes an alternative to reaching super evolution through normal means. She is giving them human emotions with her own Roid Mute ability, which is the feather circuit, this little golden feather that attaches to their bodies. The best thing ever that the feather circuit ever did was when Chase is holding it, he's like wondering if he should use it or not, and then the thing fucking sucker punches him by like jutting out a secret needle from the handle and like digs into his finger.
And it makes him high as fuck.
And I'm like, oh God, they drugged the feathers! One trip later.
Enter a porno set.
Yeah, he literally has sex
with Angel, who's dressed up like Quistis from FF8 for some reason. And because this is a V-cinema, she strips down and they robot sex, I guess.
It's like, what happened?
Hey, come on, man, that's a lot of gyration.
But it's swift and efficient.
There you go.
Sex.
And they both come at the same time. And when they both come, it's just oil.
And I guess you could say Angel wants to ride his drive shaft.
Yes.
Why did you put the mic right beside your mouth?
So I could get right up ASMR style in everyone's ears.
That was not ASMR. That was literally just you raping me. Thank you. Thank you.
And our viewers and our listeners.
I will just send you the bill, which will be one Xbox 360.
The funny thing about Angel is like she shows up and she has this posse of people she's already convinced, and they're all dressed up like fucking background dancers. So my
dressed up like They were,
Backstreet Boys.
No, they were,
They
look like scientists.
No, no, they've got, like, fucking snap caps and hoodies and shit. They're basically Ryu Taros' dance slaves.
They looked like they were, like... I don't know.
No, they were all dressed in super casual clothes that were all 100% white. Because they're angelic.
Yeah.
They're enlightened.
Symbolism!
This is a movie about the evils of religion and drugs!
So it's a PSA.
That's what's happening!
So it's a PSA.
Guys, guys, don't fall for the drugs, okay?
Don't
fall for the drugs, guys. You'll end up like Lane.
Don't fuck with the smokes, kiddies.
The scene of Krim and Rina watching the eclipse is great, too, because Chase is like, guys, I wanna be human! And they're, like, giggling at an eclipse for some fucking reason.
Yeah, that's okay. No, wait. I'm gonna get into this. Krim in this fucking movie is both the most hilarious and the most annoying thing ever.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, oh my god!
It's amazing!
Amazing! And then he's like saying all these like JoJo level terms.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you can't have emotions. Oh my god! You're not allowed to have emotions. And he's like,
you're a machine built for justice.
Yeah. He's like, he's contradicting himself. And then the doctor lady goes, yeah. She goes, you're not allowed to have emotions because that's what caused the white music to go ape in the first place.
And then she was like, didn't you copy someone? Wouldn't that have come with emotions? And apparently Chase
and,
was
and
dumb
everyone
enough to
watched
not do that.
The end of Drive.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm still holding out hope that in the Heart and Mock movie that they slap the Chaser belt on Kano Koichi and he becomes Chaser.
One thing that was odd about this movie was just the odd cameo of Gen.
Yeah, he's there just to say, hey, I arrested the actual human that the two roid mutes copied the dude.
Yeah.
Just so they can do the jump scare with the dude sitting on the bridge, which was hilarious, by the way, because once he gets up, all of the cops in both regions just piss themselves and run for
especially,
the fucking hills!
They have the kind
side.
Of like right to do that, as both of them have seen these monsters in action! Like, I'm telling you, if I lived in Fuda City, no!
Yeah. But no, the best part of that whole shot right there is, like, the rest of them, like, are shocked, but they, like, stand their ground, except for one dude who just fucking bails!
That guy just, like, nope!
That guy has a family?!
I bet you that was Maki.
Probably. That guy was just, nope, I'm gone.
I'm not getting too... I ain't getting paid enough for this shit.
I'm 2 days from retirement.
Yeah.
Who are you going to call? Somebody fucking else.
Like, I showed off all my kids to the rest of the squad. I am not dying today.
Eiji.
Yeah. Just
fucking spooks wrestling.
Yeah.
I think he's possessed. It's got raptoritis, run!
You know what else was surprising to see during the quote-unquote sex scene of the movie?
Oh, yeah?
Apparently Chase's shirt can open. And he made us very well aware of this fact the whole movie.
Oh, God,
there were
yeah.
many scenes that were just, look at my chest!
Honestly, that reminded me of the movie Fat Albert, where it's like, let's take the shirt off. No, I ain't taking it off because I don't know what's underneath. Like, okay, we'll put the outfits on around you. Okay, that's a better idea.
So the, sorry to cut you off, but I just wanted to mention the fact that on the many occasions that he takes off his shirt, the, you see, like, in three different occasions, he has, like, full-on white man's makeup on underneath it. Like, his skin tone under the coat is different than the skin tone on his face.
Well, seeing as he's had that outfit on the entirety of
it's
Drive's canon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's the fucking Asian guy underneath the thing because he's never taken it off.
Yeah. So after Chase gets emotions literally fucked into him, he shows up at the police station, and that's where one of the greatest scenes of the movies happens.
Oh, this movie scene is the worst and best thing in Drive.
So he shows up and starts talking and laughing and asking them for favors, and Drive and Kiriko's immediate reactions are to
turn towards Go
and spit take all over his face.
And then the greatest thing I have ever seen in my entire life, it cuts to the belt, who is drinking milk out of a cat's bowl, by the way,
somehow
into a robot mouth that isn't a mouth. Okay.
Also spit takes.
Also, the spit take edit was so bad.
It wasn't even spit. It was like a fucking sprinkler spray.
I took a screenshot of it, and I'll send it to you for like
the thumbnail.
That is the thumbnail of the episode.
But it is so poorly cut that it's literally like a. It's like something I would do with my live stream, where I would put a green screen over top of something.
The one thing that was hilarious, where it's like they all spray on Go, and Go's just like, you know what? Nope.
Yeah,
and
Go's face is the best. He's just like, what is my life?
And then he goes, and then he gets up.
He gets up, and he just quits.
No, he looks. You know, he gets up. He's like freaking out. They're all following him. And then he turns around and looks at them, and I swear he gives them the finger.
I just love how he just basically pulls a Dan from Game Grumps. He's like, no, I have to go, I can't be here, I have to leave.
Aaron, come on. Aaron.
Aaron!
You know what? You know what, next time at Game Grumps, this thing's getting too weird.
And he tries to punch him.
No, one thing that I actually enjoyed...
Yeah, he tries to punch him, and he does a double take backwards. It's pretty cool.
One thing that was adorable in this movie, though, was with Comrade Excel, like, his last scene is, like, he picks up the phone. It's like, oh, hey, Chief. Yeah, another diaper duty.
And we're all just like, wait!
Wait.
He's a daddy now, baby Haruna.
Well, toddler.
That's the next Kamen Rider!
Yeah.
It's like, what do you want? You want a toy? It's like, aww, he's
Kamen Rider toddler.
No,
we first had ever, that. It was called
Mini's Kamen Rider. Is it first ever youngest toddler Kamen Rider?
No, we'll just wait. In 15 years, we'll see if any riders in that time frame are named Haruna.
Yeah, that's probably gonna happen. And they're probably gonna be like, I'm from Fuda City, and I'm like,
see that happening.
I'm from Fuda City, and my father was a Kamen Rider. And then she takes out, like, this rusted belt.
Yeah. Puts
on, and it's gonna be the Excel belt.
And she, like, restores it Deca Driver style.
Yeah. And that would be so cool. Yeah. If that doesn't happen, we have to make it happen. If I'm alive in 15 years.
15 years, we'll be too old for this shit.
So, Chase goes to hang out with Hiroshi, now that he has emotions, and plays basketball with him. And apparently has money to buy shoes for him.
I guarantee you that he has been getting paid by the police force.
Oh, yeah, I made the joke where it's
and
like...
He doesn't need to buy anything because he's a fucking robot!
No, which begs why they would need to pay him at all.
Okay,
I guarantee you there's a law in Japan about that.
Okay, I made the joke where...
paying robots?
He's on the payroll, and then when he died, Yessi Shinosuke walking out of the room, Kiriko shows up. Shinosuke, what's that? Oh, it's just all of Chase's paychecks. What's
gonna
happen? Looks at the car from the finale of Drive. He basically...
Oh, God, this thought about the greatest idea ever! So, all the paychecks and everything, like, all the paychecks and everything, one giant check shows up, like, one big check shows up at Shinosuke's house, and Shinosuke goes... What is this? I don't understand. What is this? And he opens it up, and it's like a check for like $11 million, but it's not signed to him. It's signed to the guy he copied.
Kano Koichi?
Ah.
That'd be funny.
That would be amazing!
Yeah.
That reminds me of a joke from The Awesome where it's like, I leave my Starbucks owner $25 million to Jerry. But I spelled it with an I-E and not a Y, so you get nothing.
Alright, so as they're playing basketball, our friend 051, the money-hungry Roy Mew, shows up, and Chase is unable to Henshin because of the Feather Circuit fucking with his core programming. So she gives him the Super Rhino Viral Core, and he transforms into Super Machine Chaser.
Yeah.
So, everyone's thoughts on Super Machine Chaser?
I like it.
It's pretty okay.
As I mentioned earlier, I just think it feels like a really arbitrary selection for a super form. Just like, what's the logical super form for a vehicle engine themed Kamen Rider?
Gold.
Fucking Rhino.
It's funny. You said Rhino, I say gold.
I still think the gold part doesn't, the Rhino part doesn't matter. I think it's just because of its gold form.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not even sure what I would have rather it be instead of the Rhino, because, I mean, he uses it well. Although I still think, like, the shaping of the weapon with the Rhino blade is super awkward to fight with.
Oh, like, yeah, that is, like...
Think about holding a weapon that's shaped like that. It would be super awkward to fight with.
It would take some training.
Yeah.
It would take some time.
Apparently it's sharp enough that it just cuts through whatever, so no skill required.
Including robot flash, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. We see some really nice scenes of Angel trying to convince Heart to join her cause because she's starting a religion.
And it doesn't work.
And I love Heart's counter-argument. Like, he remembers Medic, and he's like, I don't need an angel, I have a goddess. And I really like that line.
Yeah, that line made me a little misty-eyed.
And so her response is to eat the cores of her backup dance crew, who then actually start dancing.
Yeah.
Proving that you need to be mindless to be a backup dancer.
Yep.
Or any extra in a TV series.
Yeah. So Angel starts fighting against Brain and Heart, and Chase is, like, torn between which to help. And my immediate thought was, you were fighting against Heart and Brain anyways. Why not let them kill each other and whoever's left finish off?
Because it's just the moral hero thing. Like, I'm not going to let you die so easily. I want to be the one that will end your
only
life.
Only I get to kill you.
Yeah. It's the Teen Titans thing.
It feels like something Chase shouldn't even be able to express.
It's like how Batman never kills the Joker. It's like he always leaves him in, like, a broken, like, in a full body cast, but he'll never actually end his life.
Yeah.
So Angel defeats Heart and Brain with the ultimate wire fighting maneuver.
Yeah.
And she, like their corpse, like their quote unquote corpses are set on fire, and then we immediately chanted, Heartburn!
Get out.
But, yeah, overall, I think the Chaser movie was.
We're not done yet!
That's not even halfway!
Why do we still need to talk about? We talked about Chase being...
Okay, well, let's skip right to the end. Okay, so
Chase is reluctant to give up his feelings, but he decides that he doesn't need humans to care for him, so he rips the fucking feather off of his bear chest and bleeds Kool-Aid everywhere.
No. Come on, you gotta say it right. It was raspberry jam.
Sure.
It was raspberry jam.
Oh, the other comment I thought of while we were watching, like, so, like, Angel's power is, like, to absorb cores into her chest, and I'm like, we all were like, oh, she's evil with the power of boobs. So how does Chase counter her? By ripping off his own shirt and fighting boobs with boobs!
No, he's fighting boobs with pecs.
Yeah.
And you're too late.
I love that scene where he, like, the shot where he finally rips the feather circuit off and he's holding it up victoriously. I just really wanted the feather circuit to just sucker punch him and stab him again.
It did
the first time, why not?
Not again.
So,
and he just ends up with the girl.
Shirtless and bloody, he becomes Chaser, and I'm just thinking, God, he's bleeding all over the inside of his suit.
No, the suit automatically heals him.
Sure.
It must be really cold in the suit.
Yeah.
He's a robot, he has no feelings.
He immediately goes for the Hisatsu with the Shingo axe, and my thought was, hey, good thing you're in the beach so you can plant this thing in the sand for while you're waiting.
Yeah, which, normally when he does that, he punches the shit out of them.
Yeah.
And in this one, he's just like, I'm gonna sit here, I'm gonna wait, oh, you're gonna flail around, get mad.
You guys know how this works. So he kills Angel by shooting the Rhino core into her, which explains why it's not around for the rest of the show. Good job wrapping that up the same way they did with Baron and the Apple Lockseed.
Yeah.
Use it and then destroy it.
Yeah.
And of course, because Chase ripped the circuit out, it reset his memories from the events of the whole movie. My immediate comment was, hey, look, Chase, use System Restore.
Yeah.
Chase
got a Windows virus and needed to reinstall his operating system.
Yeah. Angel is malware. And then we get a nice shot of the floating Bono driver in 004, which helps us place the movie on the timeline. And then we get a scene of very thirsty medic seducing Hart.
Very thirsty.
She's so thirsty.
Yeah.
No, one joke.
Just that face when her, like, she was all glowing pink as Hart is talking to Brain, you can just see it on her face. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you were saying, Gar?
One thing that I wanted to say, it's like, right. It's like, where's Chase? Chase. You see a guy with a metal detector on the beach. I got something. He starts digging through the sand, and you see Chase's, like, face with no emotion, where it's just like...
You see a guy with a metal detector, and he's going around, and he finds the rhino.
the rhino got destroyed.
No, it didn't. What happened is parts of it got destroyed.
He shot it at Angel, and it blew up.
Dave is speaking hypothetically.
Oh.
See, what happens is, it didn't get destroyed, it just blew up. Like, it shot at her, but it blew up, but pieces of it still exist. The guy finds it, and he's like a structural engineer, so he goes and, like, makes a new one. Yeah.
That'd be interesting. So, Chase, now back to being a robot, decides this is fine, and then he meets Hiroshi again, and it's super awkward for a few seconds, and he's like, I see you are playing basketball. However, this requires more than one person.
Go make friends.
Go get some friends. And walks off.
Yeah.
What a fucking cunt.
You were my friend.
And Hiroshi's just like, fine, I will. So there, fuck you.
We'll be better friends.
I don't need you.
With Blackjack.
I'm gonna get more friends with Blackjacks and Hookers.
I'll go make some human friends.
No, and then we made a few.
Me and the Zornak don't need no regular alien friends. I need human friends.
Now, here's the most awkward thing about the Chaser fight.
As a Zognoid would.
Zognoid.
Like, the most awkward thing about this movie was just the ending, because Chase got on his bike,
which is there for some reason.
Yeah, it's like, I could just see the blooper reels, just it falling over.
Or shit!
It's like, shit.
Like, which, if you bought the DVD, I bet there would be,
maybe.
Oh, I bloopers. Wish.
Yeah.
But basically, like, did he drive around Japan, or did he just drive around a bit?
He gets on the bike at a random part of the beach, and in the next shot, he suddenly has a helmet on, drives around the beach a little bit, and then stops in what looks like the exact same spot and gets off and walks.
Yep.
And
just for the sake of the music video.
More or less.
Just for the sake of the Hulk. Because that's what it reminded me of, the Hulk ending.
Yeah. So, that was pretty much the Chaser movie. I enjoyed the shit out of it.
It was
well worth the wait.
I enjoyed it.
Raven?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
So is that it?
Dave, thoughts?
I thought it was a great movie. If you follow me on Twitter, you would have thought it was a great movie the day it came out, because I live tweeted everything.
As you do.
So is that it?
I also found out that today of recording this, the Friday of the 18th, was the same day the Gaim summer movie came out, because it showed up on my Facebook on this day.
Cool.
Yeah, because I went to my Facebook and it said, on this day, and then it was just all posts about Kamen Rider Gaim.
Well. Alright, so, thank you everyone for listening to another episode. As always, you can find most of our hijinks at castranger.podbean.com. You can follow our Facebook page and tweet us at Ixie Studios. The links to those are all on the website. And we will see you next week, where hopefully we will actually do the Tokyo Jordan Ninja movie this time.
And I won't be there!
But I will, and we'll all...
And hopefully Cell will.
We'll all be, if not, we can get the wonderful Dreamcaster to come back.
I'm sure we can arrange someone.
Yeah.
Maybe someone won't be at work till midnight.
Fuck.
Well, we'll see.
See ya. Don't forget to check out my live streams.
Where can they find that?
In the link below, because I don't remember my actual link.
Twitch.tv/overkill20099, isn't it?
I think so. I'm not quite sure.
Look around for something like that. You'll find
it. It'll be in the Podbean description. Don't worry about that.
Make sure you message that to me.
I will.
And if you're looking for Twitch streams, you should check out the Ixie Studios Twitch stream. We do that on occasion.
But I do it every day.
Alright, thank you and good night, and we'll see you next week. We love you all.
Good night.
Thank you, Quentin. I love you a little bit.
See you later.
What was that, Dave?
He goes, I love you all. And I went, I kind of like you.
take you, Olivia.
You're all okay, I guess.
You're like the May. You're like the May of Overwatch. You're pretty okay.
No, May is the May of Overwatch.
Eh.
Anyways, bye.